Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's edition of Where the Wind Blows. I am Eric Terry.
And I am Kelvin Wong.
And I am Zach Murillo.
And on this week's episode, we're going to try a new game here. It's called You Call the News. We'll be explaining that later on today's show. Also, is Michael Jackson still alive? We have new evidence to support that he just might be. Also, we're talking about this wacky weather here in Toronto. All this and more coming up on this week's episode of Where the Wind Blows. So let's talk about this weather for a second, guys.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. We live in Canada. We live in Canada here. Where we should be used to weather like this, am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, if anything, like, it's been ridiculous these last couple of weeks, because for the past week or two, it's been, oh, clear skies, the snow's been melting, then all of a sudden, the snow comes back in effort, and everyone pretty much forgets how to drive in the winter. That's one thing about the weather that I don't like. And another thing is that the weather can't make up its mind. Like, first it's sunny and everyone's like, oh, it's going to be a nice, sunny, warm spring. And then all of a sudden we get dumped on with snow again.
Yeah, especially when spring just kicked in. So,
yeah. To think that this is like weird. the second or third day of spring and we get snow again.
What really bothers me is we knew this was coming. And I'm on my way to do the show today, and traffic was absolutely ridiculous. Do you know how many plows I saw out there today? One. Do you know what that plow was doing? Going for a cruise.
That's impressive.
His shovel was not down. Yeah. You'd think, okay, you know, if you got a plow on the road, you should have the shovel down. And you should at least put the shovel down and start to plow.
Or at least have the salters going. Seriously,
exactly. Yeah. I mean, because the snow's been going, it doesn't even look like it's snowing anymore, does it?
It is snowing. You're kind of peeking. But you can't see.
Am I what?
You're peeking.
Oh. My bad. Oh. I just get loud. You know what I mean?
You're very passionate about
it. I'm looking outside right now because the way that the studio is, we're looking right into the center of the. We have a courtyard in the center of our school. And from the studio, we can see the courtyard. And I don't see it snowing now. So you'd think, okay. A little bit. But you think, okay, it's died down. Let's get those plows out there and clean up this mess. People, like Zach was saying, people have completely forgotten how to drive in the winter. It's ridiculous. I mean, let's put it also this way. I had to stop off at a friend's on my way to the studio today. I had to drop off a heating pad. My friend's got a really sore back. And so I dropped off a heating pad at her place. Told her, you know, you should know how to use it, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And I get off at Ellesmere, and I go to wait for the 116 at Morningside to take me up to where she lives, and there's no bus, and I wait for about 5 minutes, and I say, you know what, screw it, I'm just gonna walk. I was able to walk all the way to Lawrence and beat the bus. Lawrence, that's about a half an hour. I'm really passionate about this today. I'm just like making noises.
You're destroying the studio here.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, like, That's a half an hour walk, and I beat a bus that at this time should have been running on frequent service. Nice. Sorry, I lied. One bus went by me. It was the express, but it wouldn't have been able to pick me up where I was anyways. So I just think, look, we've had no snow for what, like 2 weeks, two, 3 weeks now,
two weeks.
And we cannot figure out how to drive in this. We can't send out snow plows or salters or anything. I mean, it was ridiculous out there. It took me to get from Scarborough Town Center to Morningside and Ellesmere. It took me about take me 20 minutes, but normally would have taken me 10 to get down there. It was absolutely insane. I was almost late coming here. I was actually lucky because I caught the express bus to get me to Kennedy Station on time. But lucky for me. But still, I mean, Calvin, did you encounter any traffic problems on your way to the studio?
Oh yeah, like there's a lot of people, especially like how our show is near traffic hour, and getting here is a pain, especially in this weather, and like a lot of people are having trouble in the traffic because there's a lot of collisions on the highway because a lot of people thinking since it's spring, why not we switch our tires from the winter to spring tires,
or our
weather tires, you know? And that's why it's causing a lot of collisions on the highway today. And some of the colleges in Ontario are actually going to be closed tonight and possibly tomorrow because of this snow.
Which colleges?
Humber and I forgot the other one.
Of course, the one day two. That we don't have school.
Yeah,
right?
I heard that a lot of the colleges that are actually closing, a lot of the schools.
Yeah, because
it's mostly in the West.
They because really they have class at night. So
yeah, and you know why they're closing schools? It's because we didn't know how to prepare for this. Okay, we've got this weather technology, you know, for a reason. We can, you know, you can look on. I'm doing all these hand motions right now, and you can't see me, which is kind of pathetic. You guys in the studio can see me, but you've got this radar in front of you, okay? And you look at this radar, and you can see it coming. You can see the clouds. You can see the snow coming. You'd think, oh, it's just gonna pass over us. You know, it's no big deal. It's just gonna go right by us. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's gonna hit you. I mean, London got 10 centimeters of snow. At least 10 centimeters of snow. That's like, I'm not even gonna try to say it looks like this much because you can't see it. It's this much, guys.
It's this much, guys. It's this much.
It's this much, guys. But no, it's like London got at least 10 centimeters of snow. And I woke up this morning, well, this afternoon, and I opened my blind and I saw there was like just like a dusting of snow. And my first thought was, everybody's complaining about this snow when I can still see my back lawn, my lawn. I can still see the grass, and people are complaining, and now I can see why people are complaining. Why? Because we can't prepare for this. The highway was a disaster.
Oh my god, yes.
Oh, dear Lord.
I
it was
the highway this morning during...
It was terrible.
Like, just after morning rush hour, like what it's supposed to be over, it was still going. Like,
yeah, because it's just... You'd think... What bothers me the most is the city didn't prepare. I mean, okay, you know what? People, you know, you forget how to drive in a couple of weeks. Okay, big whoop. Okay, you know, that's your own fault for being stupid. I mean, but the city should have been prepared for this. It should have been. I mean, you see this come. We knew about this days in advance. Can you not prepare a crap load of, you know, of snow plows and salters to make sure that, you know, we don't have the ruckus we had today?
Exactly.
I mean, it's honestly ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was wearing running shoes. I had to actually, at one point, walk onto the street because, oh, heaven forbid that we plow the sidewalks. I mean, okay, if the roads are going to be plowed, the sidewalks are definitely not going to be plowed. There was not one plowed street. And like I said, the one plow I saw was kind of going for a little cruise. His plow wasn't even down. It was honestly ridiculous.
Don't worry, the sidewalks are even worse. They're not even plowed yet.
Neither are the roads.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just terrible. Oh, like,
I can predict right now that this is going to be so bad. Right now, it's rush hour, guys, for like going home.
Oh.
And I can tell you right now, like either from experience or just premonition, that by the time I actually leave the school tonight after my show, like around 9:45, 10 o'clock,
gosh.
Rush hour is just going to be ending, but it's still going to be there. It's still going to be horrible.
It's going to be absolutely...
It's going to take me an hour and a half to get home. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, so be patient.
It's going to be so, so bad. Like...
Maybe we should change the topic before E.T.'s face goes an even darker shade of red.
Is it dark red right now?
Mm. Well, your nose is, yes. And also
my nose has been dark, has been red for like 2 months now.
Okay, that's true. Then maybe we should change the topic before your flailing arms destroy the studio.
We don't want
your
that
epic hand motions. You guys can't see it, but he almost hit me in the head a couple of seconds ago. So
that's true. I witnessed that.
Did you?
Yeah.
How come I'm the only one who didn't realize this then?
Because you're so passionate about this story.
You're so loud.
You're one to talk.
That's true. Good call. Alrighty, guys. The time is now 7:09. We're going to start you off with some Beatles here with All You Need Is Love. I got to get this going, don't I? Yeah, here we go. here you go, guys. The Beatles, All You Need Is Love.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time.
Oops. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we had some technical difficulties there. Give us 1 second. So,
let's try that again.
We're going to try that one more time. Here is Tell Her About It by Billy Joel.
Away. You know I don't like watching anybody make the same mistakes I made. She's a real nice girl and she's always there for you. But a nice girl wouldn't tell you what you should do. Oh, listen, boy, I'm sure that you think you got it all under control. You don't want somebody telling you the way to stay in someone's soul. You're a big boy now and you'll never her go. But that's just the kind of thing she ought to know. Tell her about it. Tell her everything you feel. Give her every reason to accept that you're for real. Tell her about it. Tell her all your crazy dreams. Let her know you need her. Let her know how much she means. Listen, boy, it's not automatically a certain guarantee. To ensure yourself, you've got to provide communication constantly. When you love someone, you're always insecure. And that's only one good way to
reassure. Tell her about it, let her know how much you care. When she can't be with you, tell her you wish you were there. Tell her about it every day before you leave. Pay her some attention, give her something to believe. 'Cause now and then she'll get to worrying, just because you have been spoken for so long. And though you may not have done anything, will that be a consolation when she's gone? Listen, boy, it's good information from a man who's made mistakes. Just a word or two that she gets from you could be the difference that it makes. She's a trusting soul, she's put her trust in you. But a girl like that won't tell you what you should do. Tell her about it, tell her everything you feel. Give her every reason to accept that you're for real. Tell her about it, tell her all your crazy dreams. Let her know you need her, let her know how much you mean.
You're listening to Eric Terry and Calvin Wong, live on Where the Wind Blows, on Centennial Internet Radio.
She took my heart away. She
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows with myself, Kelvin, and Zach. We just found Kelvin playing solitaire during our break.
Hi. not like you guys can see, but you know, that's what we do during our breaks.
We do whatever.
Really? I'm the one. I was working out the song. Apparently, I miserably failed the first one.
Yeah.
Oopsie. Pretty much.
We fail at cueing music. We play solitaire. We break the studio. We just have a wild time here, guys.
Behind the scenes,
it's like the epic party. I think like
this is why you should win and come in studio. See how much fun we have here.
Oh yeah.
Or just if you're on Skype, just video call us.
Yeah.
Whatever. The point is, you need to see how much fun we have.
It's so true. Yeah. Anyways, so as promised, guys, we I was talking to I put up a link on I got to disconnect my iPod here from my computer, so I can bring my computer here so I can read you guys something. Alrighty. Alright, so ladies and gentlemen, almost 2 years ago, Michael Jackson passed away. Or did he?
I still think he did.
Let me explain the story first. Okay. You're so far away from your mic, good sir.
Okay, well, whatever. So read the story. Sorry.
I'm not going to read the entire story, but there I shared a link on our Facebook page, which is also connected to our Twitter page, and it shows proof that Michael Jackson may very well still be alive. Piece number one. As you guys here in the studio can see, I'm going to move out a little bit more and turn my volume up a bit so you guys can still hear me. As Kelvin, Kelvin's got the link going up there. So Zach, as you and everybody, if you have the link open, I suggest you go to the page and click on the link where I shared with you guys about. Okay, Michael Jackson's death. But anyways, this is what happened. Questions of the footage. First of all, the same vehicle that was used to quote unquote take Michael Jackson's body from the hospital to the coroner was found with a very much alive person exiting the back of said coroner's vehicle, covered with a towel, his face covered with a towel. If I am not mistaken, for those people out there who know of Michael Jackson, and obviously who doesn't know of Michael Jackson, but a lot of times he was seen to keep his face from the public with a towel over his face. Okay, so okay, you may be thinking, okay, well maybe okay, well, anybody could cover a towel with a face. Okay. Understandable. But why then would you then take a... Why would you put a very much alive person in the back of a coroner's vehicle? And if you didn't have anything to hide, why would you cover this person's face? This video is seen. You can easily find it on YouTube. You can just go to YouTube and type in Michael Jackson coroner vehicle or something like that. Still alive, and something will pop up. And you will see. It's a low-quality video. I'm just going to take a quick look at it now myself. Making sure I'm muted. Apparently, access is denied, and I can't watch it here. Why can you watch it and I can't?
Because PCs are special.
This is bullshit.
Because these are all PCs.
As you guys can see, and I was watching off on Kelvin's, is somebody who looked a lot like Michael Jackson
exiting.
Thank you. Was seen exiting the coroner's vehicle from the back. I'm looking at this now. Okay, it's pulling. I'm going to describe what I'm seeing to here. Okay, the coroner's car van pulls up to a door. The back doors are opening, and somebody who looks very much like Michael Jackson climbs out of the vehicle with a towel over his face. The exact same license plate number of the car that was the coroner's vehicle that was seen being taken from the helicopter to the coroner's vehicle, and the coroner's vehicle numbers are license plate numbers are exactly the same. Okay, you're still not convinced. Okay, another video. 1 second there, Calvin. There's another video of Michael Jackson's body moving in this helicopter. A lot of people came to the conclusion, okay, maybe it was just the way that the helicopter moved. But this person's body, head and shoulders would not have lifted up and then disappeared off frame from this. So, Calvin, you can play that clip. I'm going to describe to you what I'm seeing. Okay, I'm seeing this guy. He's I did just see the body move when it was coming down, just before it landed. And if you're looking, it was only 4 frames that they released. Or not released, but
4 seconds.
Four frames. You can see a body sit up and get off the gurney. Now, I do not think that dead bodies just kind of stand up. I'm not really a believer in zombies. As much as you COD people want to believe that there are zombies out there, there really are not out there for you to shoot. It's a video game. Lastly, there's actually a couple different things. The hubcaps in the coroner's car were apparently the same, the same font on the back of the car and license plate as well. Also, there's a lot of rumors going around that it was Michael Jackson's double that was sent to the hospital and not Michael Jackson himself. So, as I put this out there to you guys, what do you think? Do you think Michael Jackson is still out there and he's in hiding? Like a lot of people believe that Elvis Presley is still in hiding. Look at it this way. Michael Jackson dated Elvis Presley's daughter. So Lisa Marie Presley would know all the secrets that there would be to know on how to easily just slip out of existence, so to say. So, with this evidence, with this new video footage, what do you think? Zach, you seem to think that Michael Jackson was dead. What do you think now after all this?
Personally, I think this is all still just a hoax, that this is just someone's attempt to get publicity or just to bring up like a conspiracy theory kind of thing. Like as you said, just with Elvis Presley, like, people are saying he's dead. Some people are saying he's still alive, but in hiding. Personally,
I still think he was captured by Martians.
Well, personally, with Elvis, I think by now, if he did somehow escape publicity and he is still alive, he'd pretty much either be dead or in a retirement home by now and wouldn't be able to change his own pants. And Michael Jackson, I think they're both dead. I don't want to be negative. I don't want people saying, oh, you just hate them. No, like, I love their music. I like Elvis Presley's music. I like Michael Jackson's music.
I didn't like Elvis's music.
Well, I did. Like, Elvis was the king of rock and roll. Michael Jackson was the king of pop.
Ooh, they were another coincidence. The king of rock and the king of pop.
Yeah, no, they're not hanging out in some bunker in the middle of nowhere, no.
You never
know.
And
they're not in an alien spaceship either. I think they're, unfortunately, both dead. I think this is just someone's idea to create a cruel hoax, and that
okay.
This is all just fake. This is just a publicity stunt.
Okay.
Probably derived from one of his old managers, or somebody wanting, someone who knew Michael Jackson and just wanted to bring that back to light.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, we'll come back to you. Kelvin!
Well, the video's not really clear. Like, you can see it moving, but I don't know, I think it's fake. But why would Michael Jackson, like the king of pop, would fake his own death?
Uh-huh. And that, good sir, I have an answer for you.
Okay, well.
Look at all the crap he was going through. He was in how many billions of dollars in debt? He was constantly being ridiculed by the media. If I were in that position, I'd fake my own death. Why? Because I want to get away from all this. Get away from all this publicity. Get away from, you know, all this negative, all this negative stuff from the media. I'd want to, because I wouldn't want to, you know. Yeah.
On the other hand, though, like, just to have a rebuttal for that. On the other hand, though, by the time of his death, he was coming out with this new concert, the This Is It concert and the movie. He was coming up with all that. He had invested so much money into all this so that he could get out of debt. Why would he kill himself before the concert tickets had even completely been sold out? Why would he kill himself with all this? And besides, all the negative publicity, that was pretty much over. Most of the court cases against him were pretty much over with. So the negative publicity was pretty much
because there were still haters.
Yes, there were, but
so many haters.
But still, most of the negative publicity has either gone away or was being overshadowed by the positive publicity from this new concert and the movie he was going to release. I don't understand why he would kill himself. He had a lot more to look forward to.
No, he wasn't killing himself. He faked his death. He didn't commit suicide.
No, still. It's both ways.
I'm going to tell you this right now.
Why would he fake his
death? I spent, when I first heard about this, with this conspiracy theory, I spent 45 minutes debating this and won with the person I was debating with. Well, so I don't want to spend 45 minutes.
Because you're debating with sucks.
Pardon?
Who you're debating with sucks, probably.
Okay, Calvin.
Who are you debating with?
Okay, Calvin. I don't want to get into that. Kelvin, why do you think this is a hoax? I mean, you guys both saw the license plates, the vehicles, that body did move.
But I'm looking at the pictures here, and I'm seeing both on the license plate and in the video. On the license plate of the actual corner that truck that took Michael Jackson's body, there's writing at the top saying the state that it was in. I can't see clearly, but in this other video of Michael Jackson supposedly walking out, there's no writing there.
Also, look at it as the lighting was bad, the video quality sucks. It was probably a camera phone.
How about the hubcaps?
You can't see it. The lighting, you still can't see. There's
I
lighting.
Can see it right there. It shows that it's black. In the video with the helicopter, it shows that it's white. That's one of the rebuttals that it even has here on the...
Could have gotten into an accident. You don't know that.
The same day and changed the hubcaps?
Possibly.
Kelvin, pull up the video because it shows the car actually moving so that we can get a
okay,
better
okay,
view.
Fine. Okay, Kelvin, bring up the video again.
Again? Okay.
Bring up the video again. Let's see. We can't spend too much time because we do have more songs and we do have a game to play. Okay. So, and I do have a game to explain as well.
Yeah, we kind of...
So play this video one more time. I think it's just a 30-second video. And I want to see this. The video, the car actually moving. Okay, but remember, I'm keeping in mind the lighting here. So those of you who are listening, go to that link and watch the video of the actual coroner's vehicle. Click here to install the plugin. No, thank you. Go back to the other one. It's loading. It's loading?
Yeah. Okay, let's just keep going on about this while Kelvin has technical difficulties.
Well, it loads.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in film.
Yeah.
We're in film. We know, like, what happens when there's really bad lighting and the quality's bad. You don't see things as clearly.
That's true.
That could be a shadow.
But on the other hand, in high school, I took photography. I took photoshopping. And I can clearly tell the difference between a clear video, like, clear and bad quality and...
Why don't you play it?
Why don't I play it? Fine. Okay.
Why don't you play it? Because Calvin's having difficulties.
Let's see if this will...
I don't want to break this thing again.
Okay, it's
okay. I'm watching.
I'm seeing the van.
I see the van. Okay.
And right there, black rims.
I didn't see it. I saw a tire. I didn't see rims. Go back. Yeah, okay,
we're going back.
Okay, we're gonna watch this one more time. This would be so much more effective if we had a video component.
Yeah.
Because everyone else would be like, oh, let's watch it again. Okay, I'm watching now. I'm watching thoroughly. Let's see if we can see this.
Black rim. See, I see
that
tires.
Is a shadow. Okay, I think I've had enough discussion with this. These people are not open-minded.
No, I'm not. And you want to know why? Because through all of this, like, with him having his children fake crying at his funeral and all this shit. With all of this.
Okay.
With all of this, why would he go through all that? Why would he put his children through that to convince everyone that that he was dead?
Okay. Why the closed casket?
That's just cruel for the children.
Why the closed casket?
Why not? Respect for the dead body.
Yeah, you're not going to actually
There were photos released of the actual...
Okay.
There were photos released of him, of an open casket. There were photos that were released. Also, if you look closely at those pictures are photoshopped. Because what Michael Jackson was wearing was the exact same thing that James Brown wore when he was in his own casket. Hmm. The exact same thing. I looked at it. Photoshop. Boom!
Okay.
On that note...
You can believe what you think. I can believe what I
think. I do believe what I think.
We can agree to disagree. Whatever.
Fine.
You know what? Let's get people out there.
If you're listening, give us a call. 416-289-5000 extension 8615. Get us on Skype at Where Wind Blows Radio, even though I don't have that one open right now. Kelvin, you log into that one.
What?
You log into that one.
Skype?
Yeah. I think you've
honestly
it.
Like
I've got it over here.
We could go on about this all day. ET is all about the conspiracy theories. I'm all about disproving them, so we could go on about this all day, but we need to continue with the show.
We need to continue. If you guys do know what just grab Where Wind Blows Radio, same password as everything else, which we won't tell everybody on here, obviously. But no, anyways, guys, we're going to continue on with the show. And we're gonna start you off with Watching Over Me by Thousand Foot Crutch.
Don't lie to me, I've seen everything I need, and I've heard all the requests, like a symphony of these. And don't cry for me, I don't need your sympathy, I've got everything I need, right here inside of me. It's not that simple, but I think I'll get it right, 'cause no one else is listening tonight. I know you're out there, and I know you care, 'cause I feel you like an angel watching over.
Like an angel. jerseys, 'cause we make a good team. But yours would look better than mine, 'cause you're out of my league. And I know that it's so cliche to tell you that every day I spend with you is a new best day of my life. Everyone watching us just turns away with disgust. It's jealousy, they can see that we've got it going on. I'm racking my brain for a new, improved way to let you know you're more to me than what I know how to say. You're okay with the way this is going to be, 'cause this is going to be the best thing we've ever seen. If anyone can make me a better person, you could. All I gotta say is I must have done something good. Came along one day and you rearranged my life. All I gotta say is I must have done something right. I must have done something right. Well, maybe I'm just lucky, 'cause it's hard to believe. Believe that somebody like you'd end up with someone like me. And I know that it's so cliche to talk about you this way, but I'll push all my inhibitions aside. It's so very obvious to everyone watching us, and we have got something real good going on. I'm racking my brain for a new, improved way to let you know you're more to me than what I know how to say. You're okay with the way. Person you could. All I gotta say is I must have done something good. Came along one day and you rearranged my life. All I gotta say is I must have done something right. Anyone can make me a better person, you could. All I gotta say is I must have done something good. Came along one day and you rearranged my life. All I gotta say is I must have done something right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Thousand Foot Crutch with Kelvin. What were those songs?
Over Me by
Watching
Over Me by Thousand Foot Crutch and Must Have Done Something Right by Reliant K.
Wonderful. All right, guys, those of you who are listening, I want you to get your thinking caps on, because it's time to try a new game, and this one will actually be judged by us here in the studio. So you really got to make sure that your thinking cap is on right, screwed on nice and tight to make sure that it's working perfectly fine. You might want to do a couple tests right now. We'll give you a second.
Beep, boop, 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 beep, 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 boop, boop, boop. Okay, mine's ready.
Mine's always been ready.
Yeah, mine's always on.
All right, Calvin, well, obviously yours is always on. It's kind of self-explanatory.
It's attached to his headphones.
It's so true. All right, ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to try a game called You Call the News. And so what we're going to do is I'm going to read you some headlines from today's Toronto Star. And from those headlines, I'm not going to tell you what the story is, but the three of us here in studio are going to judge and ask you for the funniest story that goes along with these headlines. So those of you listening, get on Skype, Where Wind Blows Radio, get on the Facebook, facebook.com/ Where the Wind Blows. Give us a call, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Also, we're on Twitter, Where Wind Blows R. That's the letter R, not A-R-E. If you missed any of those, phone 416-289-5000, extension 8615. find us on Skype, which is Where Wind Blows Radio, facebook.com/wherethewindblows, and Twitter, Where Wind Blows Are. You can find us in any of those, and you can interact with us in any way you can, because this is where the fun starts. Prize. Okay, guys, today's prize. Check this out. We've never done this before. We're gonna try something different. With the three of us are going to judge the funniest one we get, and the winner is actually going to host Where the Wind Blows. Not co-host Where the Wind Blows, host Where the Wind Blows, where Kelvin and I will co-host to you, and you call the shots, you write the show, obviously with some help, and the music as well. So, it'll be your show for the day. I mean, obviously we'll guide you on how to do that. Plus,
but pretty much you're the boss.
You are the boss for the day. And also,
that doesn't mean I'm going to get you coffee, though. Sorry.
No, on top of that, you get a special limited edition 20th episode poster signed by all three of us here in studio.
Sweet.
So that
skills ready.
You might want to do that.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I'm going to give you guys an example. Can you pass me the Toronto Star, please?
Sure.
All right, so I'm looking at the very first topic here. That one's not exciting. How about... Give me one of yours. How'd you know? Okay, here we go. Is Ford Family firm playing fair? Okay. Zach, I'm going to ask you to figure out a funny story to go along with that. What? There you go. So this is our example. What is the example again, Kelvin?
Is Ford Family Firm playing fair?
Yeah. Try saying that five times fast. Do it now.
Are you serious?
Yes. E.T., do it.
Is Ford Family... whatever.
Kelvin can't do it. Let's see if Eric can.
If Kelvin can't do it, nobody can. Yes. So, okay. So that's the... this is our example. Is Ford Family Firm playing fair? Okay, what's without cracking up? So Zach, I'm going to ask you to come up with a really funny, with a story to go along with that. Something quirky, something random and completely unrelated to the story.
Okay.
Go.
The Ford family firm decides to have a company game of poker one night, but the Fords decide to cheat. They're trading cards underneath the table. All of a sudden, one person gets five aces. Everyone is annoyed, starts throwing cards at each other, starts swearing, starts throwing chips at each other's faces, and all of a sudden the Ford government is screwed and Toronto pays for it with no snowplows or salters on one of the heaviest snowfalls after 2 weeks.
That works out perfectly. So you guys get it. Alrighty. You got... I totally missed the chair over there.
And the garbage.
The garbage. So you guys get it. So this is what is going... So this is it. I'm going to randomly give you... How many do we have here?
We have five.
We have five. We have... I'm going to say one at a time. Five. I'm going to give you five headlines, one at a time, and you guys are going to tell us exactly...
Get your typing programs ready, because you pretty much have 10 minutes to win this.
10 minutes. Exactly 10 minutes. Oh, wow. Crazy. Alrighty, guys. So, our first headline, Zach...
First headline is Summer Blackouts Loom.
Summer Blackouts Loom. Is there anybody out there who can come up with a funny story? Kelvin, you better get your keyboard hands ready, because people might be typing fast. Fast and furious. Blackouts isn't one word. Blackout. Is blackout one word?
Yes.
Blackouts is one word. You know, you've got a microphone, right? Well, I can't see it. You've got a microphone, though. I'm not talking. Okay. All right, so that's our first one. So anybody out there... Facebook, Twitter, Skype, phone again is
BBM if you have it.
BBM. Oh yeah, we got that, don't we?
Yeah, we haven't done that in a while.
Oops. Alrighty. So Kelvin, let everybody know how they can contact us, and I'll get the BBM going.
Okay. Facebook us at our Facebook page at facebook.com/wherethewindblows. Our Twitter is at reply at where wind blows are. We have Hotmail, which is where the wind blows at live.com. Skype us at Where Wind Blows Radio. BBM, I don't know what's our BBM contacts. I don't have
it. It's pretty much if you have a BlackBerry, there's a barcode on the web on our page. So
okay, and you can call us in live.
Alrighty. So I've seen some people who are just tuning in now. Kelvin, can you explain exactly what's going on?
Okay, so basically what this game is called, it's called You Call the News. So we basically pick several of the day's top headlines from the newspaper. For example, this example would be from the Toronto Star. We will ask the listeners, you guys, to create a ridiculous story about the story that's attached to the title. So, like, for example, is Ford family firm playing fair? So then you have to create like a random story just out of your top of your head and make it as funny as possible.
Okay, guys. I've also now come to the conclusion that we're going to extend the show by 10 minutes.
Okay.
I'm fine. Because we've got 8 minutes and we have absolutely nothing right now. So, guys, I've got I just sent out a BBM. So hopefully that something will come there. And Calvin, you've got Facebook and Twitter and Skype. So Calvin, you sent out the and then Zach came up with the idea that the Ford family decided to play poker and they were all cheating and that's why there was no snowplows.
Yes.
So that was our example. So now our first title, and we're gonna ask everybody out there.
We'll just list off all five now.
No, one at a time. One at a time.
One at a time.
Okay. Because people have to listen. Unless you want to just post everything on the Facebook. Do you want to do that?
And then let them choose whichever one.
Sure.
I think we should do that anyway.
Okay. So the first one is, and Calvin, get your typing fingers ready.
The first one is Summer Blackouts Loom.
Summer Blackouts Loom. You have to come up with a funny or ridiculous story to go along with this.
I can think of a funny one, but I'm not going to give you guys any
hints. No. That's their job.
Yep. Okay.
Wait, bite-sized campaign phrases.
That's the second one.
That's number two. Calvin is putting all this on Facebook and Twitter, so just make sure that if you did miss one of ours, check our Facebook page, facebook.com/wherethewindblows, or also go to our Twitter at twitter.com/wherewindblowsare. You can find us there. And the next one is Twitter Trinity changing world in real time.
I don't know. You said to find the most random ones, and I did.
Okay. All right, you got that?
Okay.
Oh, you all right, you read the next one.
Okay.
Hold on.
Number four is City Could Crash in Islands Sex Zone. Yes, and that means the Toronto Islands, like Center Island.
Interesting.
I didn't even know they had a sex zone.
They did?
Apparently they do.
There you go.
Maybe some of you red lighters out there knew about this. I didn't.
I didn't know about this. Okay, did you get number three, Calvin? Number three is Twitter Trinity changing world in real time. Twitter Trinity changing world in real time. You just Facebook these to him.
Well, I don't have access to your guys' page.
Alrighty. City could cash in on Island's sex zone.
Yeah, Calvin, exactly. We can think of so many here.
This is hilarious, guys.
And the fifth one is actually really easy. Just the right tonic. Ooh, that was pretty good sync.
High five. Nice. Okay, guys. So, I'm going to repeat these all one more time, and we're going to go to a quick music break after that. So, submit to us all of your weird, quirky stories. We're going to give you about 5-10 minutes or so. So, we're going to have to really rework our playlist because...
Your stories don't have to be that long, guys. Like,
no,
maybe
just
2-3 sentences.
At most.
Just to get the point across. You don't have to, like, write a full newspaper article.
Exactly.
We're not expecting that.
Zach, Kelvin, and I will be judging. We'll be judging.
We have a good sense of humor, so you guys...
So we're gonna find the funniest
ones. I'm looking to Steph for funny ones.
I'm looking... Alrighty, so we're going to, so you got that. Okay, so our five headlines here we go, guys, and you've got 5 minutes to think of something really cool. Well, once we go to our music break, you've got 5 minutes to get to come up with a funny story. Number one, headline number one is Summer Blackouts Loom. Headline number two, Bite-Sized Campaign Phrases. Headline number three, Twitter Trinity Changing World in Real Time. Headline number four, City Could Cash In on Island Sex Zone. And headline number five, Just the Right Tonic. Those are your five headlines. If you still happen to somehow miss one, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/wherethewindblows, twitter.com/wherewindblowsare. Add us on Skype at Where Wind Blows Radio, and BBM, if you're on the group, send us a message. All right, guys, we are going to go to a music break right now, starting you off with the Beatles. And once our playlist is finished, we are going to come back, announce a winner. And remember, I'm going to say this one more time. Call, give us a call, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Also, you can message us on Facebook at facebook.com/wherethewindblows. Twitter, you can send us a tweet at wherewindblowsare. And also, you can find us on Skype, which is where Wind Blows Radio. Or if you're on the BBM, send us a message. Alrighty, guys. With that being said, we are going to go to the Beatles.
Your timer starts now.
Your timer starts now.
I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your
Ladies and gentlemen, remember that you only have 5 more minutes to submit your stories. Give us a call, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Ladies and gentlemen, we are
still
live, and we are back. We are, Zach's mic is now on.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are still receiving replies, and so we do not have a complete judging, but we do have one story. Kelvin, read us the story.
Sure. So Stephanie Lynn Nickel posted this on Skype. My bad. Summer blackout looms, she said. Summer, age 16, working at a clothing store. At work, she suffered a rage blackout while attempting to use a loom that was not working properly. She had to be rushed to the hospital after she blacked out while wrestling with the loom. She has since come around and will be kept under the close watch of nurses to ensure this incident is not repeated. She is currently suspended from employment until her manager can find a solution to the loom issue. Note, a loom is a large device used to weave cloth.
Nice. So that is our story.
I actually like that one.
It's good. It's a good story.
And if no one else replies in the next couple of
minutes, we have 1 minute before we are done for the night, guys. Exactly 1 minute and counting. So, if you have anything else, this is the time to share. 416-289-5000, extension 8615.
Nice. I love how you faded down.
Facebook.com/ Where the Wind Blows.
Twitter.
I'm good at this.
At Twitter.
Keep going. Twitter.com/ Where the Wind Blows Are.
Or just Twitter us.
And lastly,
Call us.
I did that one already.
BBM us.
Call us.
Send us.
Ha, Zach. Alrighty, guys. Seems like we are out of time. Congratulations, Stephanie. You are our winner.
Again.
Jeez, ladies and gentlemen. You really got to pull your act together.
Type faster.
No, people just aren't doing anything. This is depressing.
I think they want Steph to win.
Why? Well, I can understand why.
She's awesome in the air.
Exactly. Alrighty, guys. That's it for today's show. On behalf of everybody here on Where the Wind Blows, I am Eric Terry.
And I am Kelvin Wong.
And I'm Zach Murillo.
And sir, we don't have a song for you, so we're going to be cutting right out. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll hear
Tune
from you.
Tune in in
20 minutes to the jukebox. And as for me and Kelvin,
we're heading home.
Heading home, and we'll see you next week.